Hello, and welcome to ASMR Tirar de Huevo. Are you hoping to calm your mind, relax your body, or experience ASMR? Dr. Andrew Michaels is here to help you. Today, you are headed into the special services complex with a peculiar feeling weighing on your chest. It takes a moment for you to identify it, but you are rushing to the archives to discover more of the story, and it's not just due to curiosity. Even though everything you've been learning about happened long before you were born, there is a tug in your heart to protect and nurture the little alien child. There you are. Hello. How are you today? Yes. Certainly. Let's get going. How has your research been going? Sure. That's right. Yes, I am familiar with most of the material in the archive. Some of it more than others. Well, it's part of my job to manage the portion of the archives in our section. Oh no, I know it seems like there's an unending supply of reports and stories and physical evidence in there. But that's just a small percentage of what the entire organization has collected. Yes, that's one of the reasons they've broken it up that way. I have. Yes, I started transcribing the data a couple years ago. For now, it seems safer to keep as much as we can securely online. Yes, there is a lot of history. It can be overwhelming. But on the other hand, what a privilege to be able to protect even a small portion of what has been learned over all this time. Oh, here we are. I'll let you get to work. Good luck.
By the time I had secured passage to Europe for the alien child in the fall of 1939, war had broken out openly in Europe. The world was engulfed in the beginnings of World War II. Germany had swept in September through Poland with a non-aggression pact with the Soviet Union and divided up the spoils of the country between them. Poland was no more. I was in England at the time helping to secure the OSS office there and do some strategic planning. They called this part of the war the phony war, where England and France basically set up housekeeping on the western border of Germany, and Russia just pretended to be friends with Germany on the east. Something drew me here. The alien invasion that we were warned about. You may have heard my last story in my last podcast. An alien child was brought to Earth by its father, and his father was killed, destroyed on entry to our planet. As they were entering Earth's atmosphere, the ship they were in was destroyed. The child lived through an escape pod, and through knowledge embedded into his memories I was able to piece together an alien invasion that was going to prey on innocent people all over our planet. What the alien child didn't know was that Nazi Germany at the time was seeking out aid from mythical, mystical, supernatural, and alien sources. They were willing to literally sell their soul to the devil for a chance at winning and conquering the planet. And this suited the aliens that wanted to farm our people, the ones we were warned about. I always refer to this race because they act like individuals. You only meet them one single individual at a time, and we call them the alien scientists. So if you hear me referring to the alien scientist in this story, it is the evil extraterrestrials that set upon the earth to prey on people and harvest them like a crop. The aliens that warned us didn't want to break a treaty they had with the alien scientists. And they themselves detonated the ship that came to warn us. The child who survived was with me now in London, and he was giving me all the knowledge I needed that, of course, he had access to parlay with the alien scientist. How could we stop him? Well, if the Nazis were willing to make a deal with the devil for their own means, we all know that those deals go both ways. Maybe the devil would be willing to make a deal with me. I contacted a very famous Satanist that I knew in London. I don't want to mention his name, but he gave me audience, and I told him my plan. Through his supernatural powers, I would contact the realm of Satan and use this channel to set up a parlay with the alien scientist. I would ask the alien scientist to not break the treaty if I was willing to send the child and the pod and the technological advantage we were just given by receiving the child's escape pod back to his people. I must say, my Satanist friend thought I was more than insane, but upon his viewing of the alien child and the pod he arrived in, he knew my story was valid. I was speaking the truth. He agreed to help me for a very substantial amount of gold. And when I say gold, he wanted paid, not with a check or a promise. He wanted paid in gold. I acquiesced to his demands, and we set up to perform the ritual and set up the parlay. I did have one advantage, and that was that the alien scientist did not know he was about to be brought in to a negotiation. Yes, it was against his will, But seeing as he was farming our people and threatening the destruction of other alien life forms on other planets unknown, I didn't think it would offend him too much to be surprised. We started the ritual. I actually used an auditorium in a school for the ritual. I wanted the alien pod and the child near me. For this to work, we had to show our hand and show what we knew and all that we knew. Now, this is the confusing part. You might think I would do everything in my power to not turn over the child to his race. But I had a feeling I was right. If I could reverse the situation, yet still make a deal with this creature, it might work. It's not easy to understand, but this is exactly what I did. We opened up a portal from where I was in London to where the creature was in Penamunde. Penamunde was an area in East Prussia where they were doing research on the V2 rocket program for the German nation. The alien scientist was deep in his research and development for the Nazi party when we surprised him with the supernatural portal open between London and his location. Stunned, he watched in amazement, scanned the portal, scanned us. His scanner, actually, I could feel it, like X-rays, like radiation penetrating my skin. His mind reached out, and the Satanist there, holding the portal open, screamed in agony from hearing his voice in their mind. It was almost something that overcame them. It was like a loud speaker exploding in your head. His volume control obviously didn't match ours, and he was in no mood for our antics. He didn't like surprises. My mind connected with him. I held the hand of the child, kept him close to me. I didn't think I could do anything to stop him from either hurting or killing the child, but holding his hand made me at least feel somewhat confident that I was protecting him in some motherly, fatherly way. The child was the first one to broker a two-way communication. The words coming back and forth from the child to the alien scientists were beyond my comprehension, and it happened so fast. They were sending information back at a rate that you can't even comprehend what they're saying. You can't even focus on the words. You'd think you could hear like a word here and there. Your mind would perceive something, but all your mind hears is clicks and clacks, clicks and clacks. And it goes back and forth. And when they were done dispensing information, the alien scientist actually stopped what he was doing. And he asked me how, he pointed a finger, he raised a finger up. I'll never forget this. And he says, "How did you know about me?" And he probed my mind. And when he realized how we had discovered him, he said, "Many people will die today by your hand, as if you slit their throat. You're trading lives today for this child. You've already lost the bargain. You've already lost the negotiation. All the spy networks in connection that lead up to me, all those people will be liquidated by the end of your sun dipping below the horizon. Yet you still persist to think you have leverage with me, with this child. I tried to speak back. I had trouble at first, but then I was able to collect my thoughts and communicate through the help of the child. He was helping me focus, squeezing on my hand very tightly, keeping his eye on me. His eyes in my mind's eye, focusing my thoughts so that I wasn't overrun by the alien scientist's powers. And I said back, I know who you are, and even in killing me, you can't stop the fact that we know. You could destroy us. You could do the mutual assured destruction of vaporizing our entire planet and starting over. Or we could let the events of the coming war play out. You do your evil there, and I'll do my evil here. And let it be known that I already understand that no matter who wins or loses in this war, you're still going to benefit the way you planned. Nothing, win, lose, or draw, will change you from harvesting the millions of souls that you want to power machines. You've already won just by getting me to agree to let events play out. But this child is a victim. This child is a non-combatant. He's not a soldier. He's not a warrior. He's a victim of this. You'll have plenty of women and children victims to choose from. I'm asking for one. I'm asking you to allow me to take this child. Use the beacon inside the pod to request its recovery. They'll take him back. They'll know through his communications with them once we hit the homing beacon. That you and I have talked. They'll know the results of our conversation. They'll know the treaty is not broken. I'll give back the technology that was offered to my people to give us an advantage in the upcoming war. You'll still get the desired results you want. With millions and millions of casualties. I won't try to stop what I can't stop. I'm not trading the lives of a few spies. I'm trading the lives of millions of people by letting this happen. And you know that. And I have no choice in the matter. And when you ask me why would I do any of this for this one child? Because you and I know it was wrong. The events on Earth were going to take place one way or another, whether you are involved or I am involved. Governments and nations were on a collision course, and this war was unavoidable. So nothing has changed. You're just harvesting the crop that comes from that war to covertly and secretly get what you desire through the evils of man, killing man, doing all your dirty work for you. A whole generation lost to power your machines. And I'll stand back and watch. I'll know. But I'll let it happen. I won't make the world at large aware of what's going on, because it won't matter. It doesn't matter. It won't change what England does, what Germany does, or what America does. It just won't change anything. I'm going to lose a son in this war. I'm going to be wounded in this war. But this war is between us, not this child. Send him back. Send his technology back. And I'll wait. I'll wait things out. And chances are, when I pass, you'll have gained your anonymity back. By me keeping it a secret, you may prolong the harvesting of humanity longer than I would wish. But we both know it's going to happen regardless, because there's nothing we can do to stop you. And if we try, you'll vaporize our planet. Someday, though, I will challenge you. You have to give me that. The alien scientist looked at me with strange shakes of his head. A challenge. I haven't been challenged in years, he said. You use supernatural means to corner me, to talk to me, to parley with me. You risk my knowing that you are aware of my location and my presence. You risk everything on the hope that I'll let you put that child in that pod and push a beacon to send him home. You'll risk losing the upcoming war. And make no mistake, this war will consume the entire planet before it's done. And you're willing to throw the dice that you'll win. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. I've already won. But you offer me one thing that I want. And he pointed his finger at me and he said, I want the challenge that this caveman, this Stone Age dweller, this Dr. Andrew Michaels believes that someday he could stand on the shoulders of his fellows and challenge me. This is something I haven't had in living memory in so long. Yes, foolish mortal human, challenge me. I await that. That's worth negotiating for. In your own stories, in your own minds, you have your Sherlock and your Moriarty, your Batman and Joker. So you think you're going to be my nemesis. I can't wait to put you beneath my feet on your knees and laugh at you. This I will await. This day is worth so much You make me so excited for the coming event. I agree to your terms. Now leave me. And he broke the conduit the Satanists had held open for so long. They collapsed on the floor of the auditorium. The child, already knowing the outcome, in a very human way, hugged me. He let go of my hand and he squeezed me around the waist. He pushed his head into my abdomen. He held me, and the word thank you came out of his mind. He walked over to the pod and pushed a button. Inside it, the door closed. I could hear him saying thank you over and over again. Something happened. That's how it's the only way to describe it. Something happened, and like a mirage, the pod faded away. My fellow people around me, the Satanists, gathered up to me. So many questions, so many things to ask. Did we save the world? Did we save England? Will they be all right? Will we win the war? I told them the outcome never was in doubt. Eventually we will prevail because of good people, people of goodwill on all sides, coming together and standing up against a common foe. We'll always win. You know that. They didn't take my assurances very well, but my assurances were all they had. I had just given away the Holy Grail. It was going to be a long war. But I think we can still win. And that's how I met and learned to speak with aliens in my mind. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see all of you very soon. Until we speak again, please have a most blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for ASMR Tirar de Huevo. Please take a moment to share, rate, and review this podcast. It really does help. If you are interested in additional ASMR content, you may view our library of videos at youtube.com/tirardehuevo. The theme song, Atlantis, is by Jason Shaw of audionautics.com and is used by permission. Correspondence, including questions or requests, may be sent to tirardehuevo@gmail.com. On behalf of Dr. Andrew Michaels, thank you.